This episode is brought to you by Outdoor Class. Outdoor Class is an online video platform geared towards making you a better hunter. Watch instructional videos taught by hunting experts like Remy Warren, Randy Newberg, and Corey Jacobson. After the hunt, learn how to prepare your harvest from world-class wild game chefs like Hank Shaw and Jamie Tagan. Whether it's your first year hunting or you grew up doing it, Outdoor Class will take your skills up a notch. Use code EMPIRE20 at checkout to save 20% off. Visit OutdoorClass.com to learn more.
All right, guys, welcome to today's show. And on the show with me today, it is me and my wife, Samantha. It is deer season eve for the 2022 rifle season up here in Wisconsin. And I'm getting pretty pumped. I think it's going to be an awesome, it's always awesome. Opening weekend, so many deer go down. You just see so much, the camaraderie of it, the community of it, the tradition of it. It's all exciting. And if you've never experienced it, you gotta get up to one of these like northern states where it's a big deal. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio. I'm sure there's a lot more like it, but those are some of the highest number, I feel like, white-tailed deer hunting states. And so it's just cool to see whole towns just shut down or, you know, really thrive during rifle season, because it brings so many people in from out of state, out of town. I'd be curious to see the numbers at a gas station or a restaurant in some of these big hunting communities during rifle season. Anyways, we're going to jump into this podcast. I'm really excited. Let's do it.
Like, he was doing things that were just badass.
That was one of the coolest moments of my life.
I was really scared, but knowing that Dan had the gun, I did have the rifle, like, we would be okay.
All right, guys, welcome to today's show. And joining me on the show today, it is my wife, Samantha.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for being on, babe.
You're welcome.
So the plan was to do like a big night before opener, like deer season eve podcast. Yep. We've got family over here from all over. My brother's getting in at like 4:30 a.m. And then we're heading to the woods at like 5:45. And then, you know, my mom, Kevin.
Yeah, cousins, aunt, and uncle.
Everybody's here ready to roll.
And then
they all went home to go to bed, which, I mean, I get it. It's almost 10 and we've got to be up early.
Yeah.
And we're about to kick off 9 days of
straight hunting.
Not a ton of sleep, a lot of early mornings. So yeah. It makes sense. But
so I offered to sit with him and do a little recording.
Yeah. And then when you saw you were looking at trail camera pictures with my mom earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like,
Why don't
you just shoot a small buck and then I'll come out and shoot that one? And I'm like, really? You think that's just...
I mean, we can get into this later, but her blind is pretty bougie. She like straight up cooks
She's making spaghetti tomorrow
and
for
like
lunch.
Breakfast tacos and sausage or something. I want to be in that blind.
I mean, it does sound good. Like sitting out there, if I had biscuits and gravy...
Oh my gosh, that sounds
...in
so
the
good.
Woods in the morning, that would be amazing.
I did ask her. I'm like, I'm really curious, does that affect the deer? And she's like, nope. Like
no.
Her biggest buck that she shot ever, right, was last year. And she was making tacos. Like right after she's making tacos, she's like, oh, there he is.
People act like things affect deer way more than they do.
Yeah, I think it's mental, right?
Well, there's a big push from people. And I get it. Like there's guys who go by the book, like they wash all their clothes separately. They do all of this. And a lot of them are really serious and are really good hunters, and they're shooting monsters every year.
And I mean, if you do that year after year and you're getting big deer, then why change what you're doing?
Yeah. But like hunting a small 40-acre chunk where most of us don't even live, so it's not like we can do any type of management.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not leaving trail cameras up here year-round. We also have a bunch of other people that hunt it for archery season.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, Wisconsin rifle season, you don't need to do anything. You could be sitting underneath a neon sign that says, deer, run away, we will shoot you, and you will still shoot deer.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, one, deer can't read, and two, like, there's so much chaos in the woods, the deer are just, like, running. I mean, they're just moving a ton.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm excited to hear how it goes tomorrow.
It should be good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm hopeful. The guy whose property we hunt on, he said he's seen more deer in the valley than he's ever seen.
Nice. That's
he's awesome. Like, they're everywhere. But there is a lot of corn up, which kind of makes me worried. And I'm really torn. I've got basically, I think basically three spots I could sit in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them could be good. That's my, I have a hard time making that choice.
Of where?
Of where to go. Especially if it's not like my number one choice. Because I always have like my number one. This is where I want to be. And if that's taken or if it's a little too close to somebody else, then I start going, okay, what about this one or this one or this one?
Yeah.
And anytime I choose one out of three, I'm always thinking that there's a monster buck walking through the other two choices.
I always hate when Dan's not confident, because when he's like, oh yeah, I'm getting a deer tomorrow, I'm like, wait, what? And then he comes home with a deer or an elk. And when he's not confident, I'm like, all right, what's up? Are you okay?
No, it's not. It's not that I'm not confident. I think I'll have an opportunity to shoot 20 different deer tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't, I never go into rifle season super confident about a big buck.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's chaos out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen. You could go the entire season without seeing anything bigger than a fork, or you could have a dozen monsters walk in front of you opening weekend. Like,
I'm too much like type A. I need to know.
No, I like the, honestly, I thought about bringing cellular trail cameras up here.
Yeah, you and totally putting them can. Out. Why don't you?
Part of me really likes
the unknown of
the
it.
The unknown here in Wisconsin at the hunting property, because it's like, no matter what you do throughout the year, there will be deer in the woods. And I like the excitement of, like, anything could show up at any second.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I've had it where all morning long, it's just been slow. And I've had those days. I've gone a couple days out here without even seeing a deer, mm-hmm. which is very rare. But at any second, you could just barely turn and there's a deer standing there. And especially now.
That's what happened last year, right? You said with Aiden?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
You're just sitting there and then
there,
like, oh,
there was probably there six encounters like that morning.
Yeah.
Where you're sitting there and it's just like, you start to wonder, oh, is there going to be a deer that comes through today or this morning or mm-hmm. whatever? And then all of a sudden, they're in your face.
Bam.
Like right on top of you. And that's what happened. I turned to talk to Aiden last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to slowly turn and mention something to him. And as soon as I did, there's a deer 15 to 20 yards behind him. I mean, like in plain sight of both of us, directly past him from where I was. And I just go, Aiden, do not move. There is a big buck right there.
Yeah.
And he, like, his eyes just get huge and he's like frozen, staring straight forward.
This is Dan's nephew. He's like, what?
Yeah.
15 maybe?
Yeah. So he's going to be hunting. He's getting a license this year and he'll be coming out. I think he gets in from New York tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. Dan was getting ready for tomorrow morning. He was setting all his stuff out in Canyon, our son. He was like, Dad, what are you doing? And Dan's like, oh, I'm going hunting in the morning. And Canyon's like, without me?
Yeah.
It was the cutest thing. Concerned. But have you recapped your little Missouri hunt with him? Your
no, not really. Haven't done much with him.
I mean, there's not much to talk about, but do you want to?
Yeah, because there's not much to talk about, I feel like it'd be fun to have him on the podcast and talk about it. I don't know how much he actually would, but basically we did
like a 5-minute little
episode. We did five sits. We saw one deer for a grand total of 3 seconds.
Yeah.
He didn't even see it. I saw it, but he didn't. Had coyotes howling midday all day long, morning and night, one day. And driving through the field, I looked over to my left and there's a coyote just standing there. And I was like, are my, like, something's off. Like, my eyes are playing tricks on me. 70 yards off the driver's side of the vehicle. I park. I turn to my son and I said, Canyon, there's a coyote out there. I'm going to shoot it. And he goes, where? And he's like looking around and he sees it. And I get out of the driver's side. Go to the rear driver's side door, get the AR out, load it, walk to the back of the truck, lean on the tailgate, and shoot this thing at 70 yards. And it never ran, never acted like it was scared.
Didn't even care.
Nothing. Get over there, and it was chewing on a cow bone. And then we walked over, and we found it laying there. And Canyon was super pumped. He wanted, he was asking about taking it home, but it, it had mange. And I was like, no, that'll make Scout really sick.
Yeah, no thanks.
So, anyways, that was basically the full extent of the hunt. And then, of course, now that we're not there, and we could be there hunting still,
Dan's
I'm getting
phone
daytime
is
deer
up.
Pictures all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of driving me crazy.
All you have to do is just, like, roll your eyes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could always take him out here with me.
Yeah. It's a little too cold here. I mean, this was his first year sitting, and I don't think he has the full attention span yet.
No,
he's
definitely
still
not.
Learning. So he was on his iPad a little bit playing and fully distracted when they were hunting. But so being in the woods out here, I think would be too much for him.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is we're close enough. We're a couple miles from my mom's house. And so if we get one, like, you can always come over, or if I come back and get the four-wheeler, like, he can come back out with me. He can go out and see the deer. He can help load
it. Well, maybe if you get one and then you sit with Aiden on Sunday, maybe Monday, Tuesday, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the possibility of going down to Buffalo County during the week this week.
That's true.
But my number one priority is getting my nephew his first deer. And so I'll try to get him one.
Because how many... How many deer? You just have the two archery this year, plus your elk.
I've got two archery deer, plus whatever elk meat I get.
So our freezer is more than full. We're, like, on a second freezer now.
No, but if you think about how much meat we actually consume each year, we could probably handle five deer and the elk meat. Like,
freezer-wise, we need another freezer.
Oh, we definitely need another freezer. But we can, we'll eat... Yeah. Five deer's worth of meat throughout the year.
Speaking of, Dan's mom and stepdad always get their deer processed every year, and they do different things. So our favorite is the venison bacon out here in Wisconsin. Have we seen it anywhere else?
I actually just saw a video of people doing it. I don't know, probably 3 or 4 days ago.
It's
and
so
they were
good.
Doing a bunch of different... They were doing, like, the brown sugar. They were doing maple. They were
doing
all kinds of stuff.
They always get it processed in different ways. And Dan and I just do, like, back straps, roast, and ground. Whenever we did it ourselves, we did, like, sausage a couple times or whatever.
Yeah, brats.
Yeah, different things. But his stepdad yesterday had us try... It was, like, venison bologna almost. And it was so good.
It really
was. I told Dan, I'm like, you get one this year, and we're just going to be like, hey... Do the back straps and give me all, like, bacon.
Well,
bologna.
I want, like, a bunch of beef sticks or, like, venison sticks, jerky, summer sausage, like...
Like, all the extra stuff, because I feel like we have a bunch of ground meat and, you know, as many things that we can use the meat for, the better.
Yeah.
Other than just ground or steak or roast.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll probably do that here.
Yeah.
You know, with whatever deer I get here.
Because
we'll drop it off.
Is,
and I might honestly just shoot a doe tomorrow if one comes through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need one, but I've got three doe tags and a buck tag. So.
Dang. Why do you have three out here?
Yeah, they just come with.
That's crazy.
They come with a tag.
I thought it was just like one in one.
Nope. So I've got three doe tags and a buck tag. And honestly, I could just shoot something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Drop it off, have it processed, get it like. All the good stuff, right? The stuff that we normally don't get.
Yeah.
And go from there. But also, I feel like with the type of food that we eat, you know, we normally don't do a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-mm,
like, I mean, roast can be used for everything.
We eat pretty much the same thing all the time. It's just easy. One, in a sense, it's healthy.
Like meal planning.
Yeah, meal planning wise. We eat, like, the same breakfast, same lunch, same dinner, same snacks. Because in the RV, we don't have a ton of space, so we can't buy a lot. But, yeah, just, like, planning-wise, it's easy to eat the same thing. And so it would kind of keep us on track, I guess.
You know what I really want, though? What? Some shredded venison quesadillas.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't done that in a
while. Oh, that sounds
so
good. So,
years ago,
right now.
This
I'm
was
hungry.
When we first got...
I haven't even eaten dinner. It's 10.
We can
I haven't
eat
eaten
this.
Anything.
this was probably right when we got married. Dan... Whenever he was bringing all this meat home, I would find ways to cook it and look up different recipes. And we loved like roast beef. I'd always make roast potatoes, carrots. And I was like, well, it's the same thing as like a venison roast. Like might as well just, you know, try to cook it the same way. So I do a packet of brown gravy, packet of onion soup mix, some water in there and crock pot it all day to where it just shreds. Well, Dan had this wild idea one day, let's make it into a quesadilla. And it was so good. And then
we did like shredded venison, beans, corn cheese. Yeah.
Top it with sour cream and salsa if you like it. And it was amazing. So we'll do that and make a big pot of it.
And you can do like breakfast venison quesadillas out of it.
Or
you
breakfast can do tacos.
Breakfast tacos. Oh
flour,
my
tortilla,
gosh.
Tortilla, cheese. You're getting hungry.
There's something about a tortilla, meat, and cheese. Like any combination with that. Yeah. And it's good. You can do enchilada. You can do taco.
Maybe
you can
if your
do
mom
burrito,
has a roast.
You can do quesadilla.
I'll throw one in tomorrow and
oh, that sounds
have
so
it ready
good.
For the night. That does sound good.
She'll probably be making that in the morning for breakfast.
She
in
did.
Her blind.
So tomorrow she has her food prepped already. I forget what she's doing in the morning. Oh, I mentioned it. But for lunch, she's making spaghetti.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got her noodles, her meat, and a little sauce packet for her blind. It's so funny.
It's always fun. Like, the tradition of whitetail season here in Wisconsin is like nothing I've ever seen anywhere, period. Like, out in Colorado, going out for second rifle, it's a lot of fun. You see a lot of people. But here, I mean, even in Missouri, we were driving through the other day, and I pointed out to you the fact that, like, you look out, and it's opening weekend,
yeah, no
and
you
orange. Don't see any orange out there.
Mm-mm.
Here, you can't drive past a field, a chunk
without
of woods, a cornfield,
yeah.
anything, without seeing
a car parked
orange
on the side.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You're like, oh, they're in the deer stand, they're in the deer stand.
Honestly, if I flew a drone up from right here, we could probably pick out 100 hunters.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Just from here.
And it's crazy to think that there's enough deer to, I mean, in a sense, you know.
There's millions of deer and not even a million hunters.
But
so
like big ones.
Yeah. Well, big ones. There's definitely not enough big ones for everybody. I'll tell you that right now.
You can probably tell I'm not a big hunter. But a lot of people on social media are like, why don't you go hunting with him? Like, go out with him. And here's the deal. I think I would. And I did when we were married, before we had kids, like I would go out a couple times, sit with you. It was always Dan's passion. And I never wanted to, get in the way of that, because as a guy, and I feel like the head of a household and husband, like him getting out to go do his passion, like is that refreshing time that he needs and to just like recoup and kind of have your space. And so I never wanted to like encroach upon that. But I did like going out and sitting with you because it was like me getting into your world, you know, and experiencing that. But now with kids and especially out here, every one of his family member hunts, like someone has to watch the kids. So it's me.
But also, I just don't think deer hunting is for you. Not the way that I do it.
Yeah.
Like sitting in a tree stand, sitting in a blind, sitting on a bucket in the woods all day long.
Yeah.
Like you are just a go, go, go type
of
person.
It's hard to sit still.
And so like if we were doing a deer drive or if we were doing spot and stalk, like out in the plains.
Shed hunting.
Like active is what you need.
I did like my doe hunt in Missouri though. But I think I went out in the morning, nothing, and I went out in the evening.
Even that.
I went out in the evening and got something. So it was only one day of hunting. So I was like, all right, sweet. One day, I'm good. Got my
dough. Yeah, but you already started second-guessing what you were doing out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like 40 minutes into opening morning.
No, it wasn't.
You turned. Yes, it 100% was. You turned and you looked at me, and I remember. I can picture your face saying this. You turned and looked at me, and you said, this is what you do all day long. And I go, yep, basically all fall, any day that I can.
I was like,
and
do
you're
know
like,
what I
literally,
could do
yeah, that's what
time?
You said. That was your follow up. Do you have any idea how much I could get done in the amount of time you sit here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And
I don't know if that's like,
there's, you could have a million things on a checklist for me, and I don't think about a single one of them sitting out in the woods.
Maybe that's, I don't know if that's the homemaker in me. Like I could food prep, I could clean my house, I could do a DIY project.
No, you have no idea.
I could work.
You have no idea what idling is or being in neutral is. You're in like sixth gear
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I just feel like there's probably other types of hunts, like pheasant hunting. I feel like you'd really enjoy pheasant hunting.
I did like
hunting.
Rabbit when we went rabbit hunting because it's we're active. Moving. Yeah, for sure. But then again, I do like, you know, getting the deer, in a sense, as a reward for your hunting. But I need to know, if I'm going to spend 4 days out there, I need to know at the end of those 4 days, there's going to be a deer.
You don't.
And that's the thing that I know. And that's the thing that's hard for me. And so I just kind of chop it as like, chop it up.
If you want to guarantee that you're going to get something, get into fishing.
And get a bluegill.
Yeah. Go catch a bluegill with a worm. Like, no. Guaranteed. Go sit by a dock with a worm and a bobber and you'll catch a bluegill.
I did tell Dan, I was like, I think I want a bow because I want to get into it and I want. A side note, I don't have a hobby. Sam does not have a hobby.
Her hobby is more work.
It's working. I love to work. I like chasing goals and achieving things and, you know, I don't know. I just love working. But, yeah, I don't know. I told him I was like, I want a bow and I want to try. Because whenever we lived in Colorado, I would go to every, I think, Tuesday night or every Wednesday night. There would be girls' night at the local archery place. And I would go with our cousin and we would shoot recurve, and it was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was just something to get out and do. And so I think as the kids get older, it'll be easier to kind of get out more and to hunt and for them to come with us. Canyon loved it, and I told him, when you get older, you can't be on the iPad in the blind, you know, you got to focus. And Ember, she's only 4 and a half, but she, Dan, I can tell she's gonna do really good when she gets out to hunt. She is real focused, and I think she would love just scouting and looking and.
Yeah, I think she will
really enjoy it.
I mean, it's young. Like I remember, even for me, I think I really started getting to go out when I was like 9, maybe even 10. And other than that, it was just, you know, kind of a hassle to have me out there. I can't shoot. Yeah. I'm getting cold. I'm getting tired.
Canyon had to pee all the time. He was chugging hot chocolate.
Like I want to walk around. I want to do all this stuff. And so, like, honestly, at 12, it was pretty good because at that point I realized, like, hey, I need to sit still. Yeah. I had a couple of years under my belt, but 6 is just early. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It felt very early for him to be out there. And it was fun, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, we're not sitting out there for 5 hours.
Oh, no.
Like, 2 hours, 2 and a half max, and he's ready to go, even with the distraction of a cell phone or something.
Yeah.
But, no, that's here true. we've got a bunch of family in town. Like I said, Josh is coming in early in the morning. So really in the woods with us, it's going to be me, Billy, Mark, Brady, Sam, Gage, Josh.
Dang.
So 7 of us.
On the 40 acre?
On the 40. Well, there's like a 40 acre and then there's a tiny little strip of woods on the other side of the road. So there will be like 5 and 2.
Yeah.
Really. But... The lay of the land out there, there's a lot of rolling hills inside the woods, a lot of steep valleys, and so you could pack in like 15 people in there, and you still probably wouldn't feel like you're on top of one another. But yeah, we're going to go out tomorrow. Typically, opening weekend, I feel like we can usually count on 3 deer, at least. Some years, way more than that. You know, there's some years where we've got 7 deer down opening weekend between us and then my mom and Kevin being out on his family land.
Are you guys doing a buck pool or anything?
There was no talk of it today.
Pretty.
Which is weird.
Slow day then. No one wants to podcast.
It was. It feels like a different opener.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe because we got here so much earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we already had a full day to just hang out.
Hang out, enjoy time with them, yeah. Since we're not arriving late, it's not like they have to hang out and entertain us and welcome us because we've already been here.
So we'll see. I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I think there's a lot of there's going to be a lot of deer tomorrow. And there's also nothing like being out in the woods and you just hear those gunshots.
Yeah.
Like all day long, hundreds if not thousands of gunshots will be heard from the woods tomorrow just from the R1 spot. And then knowing there's tens of thousands of more, you know, all around the state.
Yeah.
And then every time, like, if there's a lull and you start second guessing, like, oh man, where are the deer at? I haven't seen any. Mm-hmm. Like, am I going to see any? And then you hear a gunshot and you immediately go back to that could be me at any second.
Oh, yeah, any second.
Like, the deer are obviously moving. Somebody's shooting at them right now.
Yeah.
They could come through here right now. And then, even after you shoot, you better be on your toes still. Because I've had deer, like, as soon as I shoot and
like
kill a deer,
one more comes right in.
Another one comes right in. Or, like, three more come in. Or
didn't you get a doe and a buck within minutes one time?
Oh, that's happened.
I can't remember.
That happens all the time. Yeah. Every year, you like, somebody shoots multiple deer in a matter of 30 seconds apart, maybe more.
That's crazy.
And that happened last year. I mean, I shot that buck, and Aiden and I stood up, and we were going to go look at it, and I look, and there's running straight past Sam, like less than 5 yards from Sam, this doe just flies right past him, comes down the hill straight towards us, and we could have killed it.
Dang.
But I had already shot a doe that morning and then a buck at that point, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens quick out there. I'm hopeful, though. I think there's going to be a lot.
I always love getting that text or call, like, buck down, deer down, so I'm
Well, in the
for
group
you.
Text, I mean, we always
well,
keep
yeah,
everybody updated.
But I'm saying,
updated.
Like, on my side with you. Yeah. I love hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Part of me really wants to shoot a buck tomorrow. And obviously I will if the right one steps out.
Yeah.
Part of me doesn't want to shoot one here at all, and I want to go down to Buffalo County where, like, they are known for monsters. Cause
so if you shoot
I'm
a buck,
never going to shoot
a
giant
shoot
a buffalo.
Here, you can't get one in Buffalo
yeah,
County.
I'll never shoot a giant Buffalo County buck unless I actually go there and hunt them.
Then why you know, don't you just get
can't.
A doe and then just hold your, unless you
well,
see a monster
that's
tomorrow?
That's my plan. I'm going to shoot
monster?
A doe.
Yeah.
I'll shoot a doe. If a big, big buck shows up tomorrow, I'm going to shoot it. I'm not going to pass up one here for the chance of one somewhere else. But
if you see forks, then
we'll go for a doe. And then maybe throughout the week I can shoot down there and hunt.
Yeah.
Especially I've got my saddle system. I know they've got like tower blinds and stuff all over, but I'd rather just find a good spot where like nobody goes back, find a good crossing point and just sit.
Tuck back in.
And see deer that maybe nobody has before.
Could be good.
It could be. But it's getting late. It's officially after 10.
Let's go eat something and then go to
I'm
bed.
Super hungry. And I think I have just one or two more things to pack up for tomorrow. So.
Well, good luck, baby.
Thanks. When are you coming out?
Next year.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay. We need to find someone for the kids.
Oh, we can cover that.
Okay. Next year.
Next year. And that is going to wrap it up for today's show. Man, I am super pumped about hunting. I know my brother is too. I think that's part of it. It kind of feels weird because he's not here yet. And he's not going to get in until, honestly, an hour before we have to leave to be out in the woods. And so hopefully his girlfriend can be driving and he can be sleeping. But we're going to get out and get after it. And every year I feel like it could be a year that a big one goes down. And honestly, I feel like the class of deer that we're seeing each year is continually increasing. And as people buy property around the hunting land that we have access to, I just hear more and more deer management, like quality deer management strategies and habits and implementations that they're putting on the neighboring properties, you know, putting age restrictions on the deer that they can harvest. And so I'm confident that over the years, we're just going to see better and better deer. And I hope it always goes that way. You know, we're in a really, really great county. I mean, we're neighboring possibly the best whitetail county to ever exist. And honestly, I've got some access down in that county. And so I think I'm going to have to just bite the bullet and go down there and hunt it. It just seems weird, you know, when you hunt the same property, the same chunk of woods for your entire life and then to abandon it for something you have no idea about. It's kind of exciting, but also like I would much rather shoot a monster buck in these woods that I grew up hunting than I would anywhere else. So who knows? We'll see. It's going to be an exciting year though. Hopefully you guys are having success. Hopefully by the time this episode comes out, you've already bagged one of your target bucks or just a random deer that's come through that got you excited. And so Season's in full swing, and it has been all over the place. But hopefully you've got a lot of time left to spend out in the woods, to spend out in the prairies, the mountains, chasing after animals. Until next time, though, always choose adventure, and God bless.